This episode of Canada Land is brought to you by the Center for Addiction and Mental Health, CAMH. There is an incredible facility right here in downtown Toronto that is helping on the front lines and is doing incredible innovative research. They are a facility that treats everybody with dignity, and they need your help. May 6th to 12th is Mental Health Week. If this matters to you, help CAMH. There's no better place for your resources. Go to camh.ca/CanadaLand. And donate now. Help CAMH treat addiction and build hope. This episode is brought to you by a mattress, and the name of that mattress is Douglas. How do you sleep at night? Hopefully, on a Douglas mattress, an incredibly comfortable mattress that is trusted by more than 200,000 Canadians from coast to coast to coast. Douglas is giving our listeners a free sleep bundle with every mattress purchase. Get sheets, pillows, mattress, and pillow protectors free when you buy a Douglas mattress today. Visit douglas.ca/CanadaLand to claim this offer. And say it again, douglas.ca/CanadaLand.
Ontario Provincial Police have arrested and charged the former Thunder Bay police chief.
Thunder Bay's police chief admitted today that last week's criminal charges against his predecessor have led to what he called an erosion of public trust.
Police corruption in Thunder Bay, Ontario, was once a dirty local secret. But now it is the national news story that just won't end. 6 years ago, we and other reporters threw a spotlight on a wild situation. The mayor of Thunder Bay was facing criminal charges. His police chief was facing criminal charges. And the police service itself was under investigation by the province for systemic racism and for failure to properly investigate the many unexplained deaths of Indigenous youths. Well, that mayor got off the hook, and that police chief was exonerated. The Thunder Bay Police Service was not so lucky. It was found to have botched those investigations, and its oversight board was torn apart. A new police chief was installed, a woman named Sylvie Hoff, and a new chairperson was put in charge of the police board. But that was not the end of it. News broke that Sylvie Hoff, now the former police chief of Thunder Bay, was arrested after being charged with a series of criminal offenses. But none of the reports explained much about just what the hell was happening this time. And I got to tell you, I reported from Thunder Bay. I have edited or published 3 seasons of our Thunder Bay podcast. I worked with our team on our Thunder Bay TV series. And I have no idea what is currently happening. Most of this story is still unknown. But my colleagues, Ryan McMahon, John Thompson, and Karen Pugliese have been on this relentlessly. And in a moment, they will tell you what they can, what they have verified so far, and they will give you their best sense, let's call it a theory, of what the big picture story is here. Wait for it. This episode is brought to you by Justin Granziol, William Dernan, Jennifer Callant, Anthony Pantakoak, Kathy Rivard, Lori Keller, Shelley Solms, and Jackson.
Hi, my name is Jackson, a busy hockey dad and wildly unsuccessful bow hunter from Grimsby, Ontario. And I support Canada Land because it makes me feel like I still have skin in the game. I worked as a reporter for newspapers and magazines for nearly 15 years before jumping ship in 2018 to avoid traditional print journalism's slow march into oblivion. I love that Canada Land is independent, and I love how the organization pushes boundaries. It offers exactly what attracted me to journalism in the first place. News, information, and opinion delivered with wit, logic, creativity, and common sense.
This episode is brought to you by AG1. It's important to me that the supplements that I take are of the highest quality. And that is why for like over a year now, I have been drinking AG1. Quality for AG1 is not just a buzzword. It is a commitment backed by expert-led scientific research, high-quality ingredients, industry-leading manufacturing, and rigorous testing. Taking care of your health should not be complicated. AG1 simplifies the whole thing by replacing like multiple supplements, multivitamins, digestive aids, immune support. No, it's just one scoop. Their ingredients are heavily researched for efficacy and quality. I love that every scoop also has prebiotics, probiotics, digestive enzymes. That stuff is important. Vitamin C and zinc. These things we know our bodies need. If you want to replace your multivitamin and more, start with AG1. Try AG1, get a free one-year supply of vitamin D3 and K2, and you'll get five free AG1 travel packs with your first subscription at drinkag1.com/CanadaLand. Have a look. drinkag1.com/CanadaLand. Go check it out.
Hey, Ryan.
Hi, Karen.
Hey, John.
Hey, Karen. It's good to be back.
We're back here again. I guess there's more turmoil at the Thunder Bay Police Force. I mean, you guys have been through this. There's been external investigations into members, leaders in the service. There's been a whack of human rights complaints against senior officials and also the service's oversight board. There have been Indigenous leaders calling for the police force there to be disbanded. A little over a week ago, we have the arrest of a former police chief. What's going on? Give me a cast of characters.
Well, Karen, there's three of them. There's Staff Sergeant Michael Dimini, former police service lawyer Holly Walburn, and former police chief of the Thunder Bay Police Service, Sylvie Hoth. These three individuals all face criminal charges, and they are, if there is such a thing, the stars of today's show.
Wow. Where do we start?
Well, let's start with Sylvie Hoth. Former police chief Sylvie Hoth was supposed to be the big change. When Ontario took over the board with an administrator in 2018, you remember that's when the Thunder Bay Police Service was deemed systemically racist.
I remember that. I remember that very well.
The old board's last act was to appoint Sylvie Hoth chief permanently. So she rose quickly from her role as a community officer. She became deputy chief, and she was supposed to be making the big change once Thunder Bay hit these national headlines. Things clearly didn't go that way. And now she's under arrest.
So she's charged with what?
Hoth is facing two charges of obstruction of justice, one charge of obstructing a public officer, and a charge of breach of trust by a public official.
Okay, and there were three characters. Who are we going to talk about next?
Well, the next is the police service's former lawyer, Holly Walburn. She's facing very similar charges. Three charges of obstruction of justice, one charge of obstructing a public officer, and a charge of breach of trust by a public official.
And finally, there was another police officer?
Staff Sergeant Mike Dimini. OPP has arrested Mike Dimini and charged him with obstruction of justice, breach of trust, and two counts of assault.
You're going to have to help me understand where this all starts. Out of these three people, who do we start with?
Yeah, well, let's start with Staff Sergeant Michael Dimini. I would say Dimini is a cop with the Thunder Bay Police Service that, by all accounts, was a rising star in the service. In 2018, he's nominated for a Police Service Hero of the Year award after pulling someone out of the river. I mean, I would say that if you Googled stereotypical image of a police officer, you might see Dimini's headshot. Like he's chiseled out of stone, and he's the kind of cop they paraded him out when the Thunder Bay Police Service rolled out their police body cam initiative. And again, when you talk to anyone inside of the service, this is what they would say. He was a rising star. But behind the scenes, amongst the rank and file, many people that I spoke with had serious questions about the ethics of Dimini.
What do you mean, questions about his ethics?
Yeah, I had the same question, and it wasn't clear to me what they meant until we acquired the documents that outline the Human Rights Tribunal complaints of a number of officers. And one of the particular documents we have outlines an evening on November 24th, 2020, when a call comes into the Thunder Bay Police Service that calls for officers to attend a scene in the south part of the city in an apartment block where a person says that there is someone in possession of a stolen television and they are watching them walk up the stairs of this apartment building with the TV. Kelly Walsh tells us that he is the first officer to arrive, and when he arrives, he sees Michael Dimini's father-in-law standing outside of the apartment building. And the father-in-law says, "My TV was just stolen out of my garage."
Wait, you're saying Michael Dimini, the cop, So this is his father-in-law.
His father-in-law is standing outside the apartment, pointing at the person that allegedly took the TV out of his garage. So Walsh calls for backup, and another squad car comes. So now there's four officers on the scene, and they decide to go in, knock on the door because they know the apartment, they know the person, and they just want to get the TV back at this point. And that's what they do. Walsh walks up, he gets the TV without incident, explains to the person that this TV was reported stolen, and the TV is returned.
But somehow this goes wrong, I'm taking it. This is where you're leading me, right?
According to the Human Rights Tribunal complaints that we are in receipt of, Dimini arrives, runs up the stairs, and starts to berate the tenant who has just returned the TV. In these files, you'll read that all of the officers in attendance believe the call is over. The TV's been returned. But from there, everything escalates. Dimini then crashes into the apartment, and he starts swearing and yelling. And from there, in the documents, we read that it is utter chaos. One officer writes that he's not sure whether or not guns are going to be pulled or knives are going to be pulled.
Holy shit.
It's just utter chaos. And after the dust settles, everyone catches their breath, according to the documents. And it's at this time where Dimini points to the corner of a couch, picks it up, moves it, and finds a bag of drugs. Inside the documents, according to the officers in attendance, they are all shocked and dismayed for a number of reasons. They're not supposed to be in there. They do not have a search warrant. There was no reason for them to enter the apartment. And while in the apartment, now they've found drugs, there have been fights. All of these problems pile up for the cops, and they know they are in trouble.
This episode of Canada Land is brought to you by the Center for Addiction and Mental Health, CAMH. We got a tour of their facilities in their downtown Toronto campus, and I was blown away by the heroic work that these people are doing. They are saving lives every day. I know people whose lives were saved, and they just really care about the dignity of the people who turn to them for help. Look, we talk a lot about these issues on Canada Land. We talk about the crisis that is claiming 20 lives every day in Canada to drug overdoses. But we don't give you a lot of options of what you can do about it. CAMH is an option. CAMH desperately needs resources that they directly put into their work, saving lives and turning people's lives around. Listen, May 6th to 12th is Mental Health Week. This is when they need your help the most. Go to camh.ca/CanadaLand to help CAMH treat addiction and build hope. This episode is brought to you by Oxio. I don't need to sell you internet access. You know that you need to have internet access. You already have internet access. You probably just don't have good internet access from a company that, like, you don't hate. Well, I do. I have internet at home from Oxio. I don't hate them at all. I might even like them. I don't think about them. I just have internet the same way that I have hot water and, I don't know, like ceilings. It's just a part of life that you just don't want it to break. And Oxio, it's fast. It's at the right price. It's not sneaky. They don't jack it up unexpectedly. They have a kick-ass referral program. If you refer somebody, you get a free month of internet. And whoever you referred, they get a free month of internet as well. So you can pile those on forever. They don't care. You can just get free internet by referring people. Coverage across almost all of Canada, Quebec, Ontario, Manitoba, Saskatchewan, Alberta, and BC. I have Oxio. You should too. Visit canadaland.oxio.ca for an alternative telco internet experience. That's oxio.ca with the promo code CanadaLand to get your first month for free.
Okay, so I've just got to back up here. So this starts out with this cop's father-in-law having a TV stolen. It all gets settled. The TV gets returned. But he shows up, breaks into the house. Chaos ensues. Drugs are found. Like, this just sounds crazy. Now, you're getting all of this out of these documents. These are from the human rights complaint, right?
That's right.
So the complaint has been made, but has it been heard yet? Like, has any of this been proven?
It has not been proven. There is quite a backlog, I am told, at the Human Rights Tribunal of Ontario. And the officers that have filed these complaints are waiting for their day to tell this story. We do have the documents, and we do know that according to these officers, once they returned to the police station, that there was trouble afoot. They all had to file incident reports as to what happened, and all four officers were, in their own words, shell-shocked at what they had just witnessed, what they had just participated in.
So none of that's looking very good for Dimini.
No, it's not looking very good. I want to point out a couple of quick things, though. At this point, upon publishing this story, there are a number of Human Rights Tribunal complaints pending. Now more than 25 complaints in front of the Human Rights Tribunal of Ontario regarding Thunder Bay Police. And these hearings will happen sometime in the future. And I say that because officers inside of the Thunder Bay Police Service just feel like they hit dead end after dead end when they bring information over to their superiors. And this is the case with the story of Michael Dimini. Nobody seemed to care to listen. And that is what is inside of these particular complaints.
So is that everything about Dimini?
Well, Karen, there's a second story about Staff Sergeant Mike Dimini that happens at roughly the same time. There's an Indigenous board member named Georgianne Morisseau.
I remember Georgianne.
Right. You'll remember she was the former chief of Fort William First Nation, which is adjacent to Thunder Bay. She is at this point chosen as an Indigenous member as the board is trying to restore trust with the Indigenous community.
That's the Thunder Bay Police Services Board, right? She's the civilian board member, right?
Right. So she's out shopping at HomeSense, and somebody claiming to be an officer approaches her with this tip about a phone.
Oh, wait, a tip about a phone? What do you mean?
The tip is there's a leak happening at the police station out to a Facebook group that is exposing information that only internal officers would know about.
Can you just tell me what is being leaked and what is this Facebook page?
So, Karen, we're talking about the Inside Edition Thunder Bay Courthouse page. And this is frequently degrading descriptions of people who are facing bail court and often described as racist and classist.
Okay, so basically this is a public Facebook page that has insider information about cases, prosecutions, that kind of thing, and it's being leaked.
Crime and gossip and very gruesome descriptions of incidents and those who are alleged to have committed crimes. And the rumor that Morisseau heard from this person identifying themselves as a police officer was that a phone that was receiving this message from the proprietor of the Facebook page formerly belonged to Mike Dimini. But when Georgianne Morisseau takes this rumor about this phone to the senior police administration, they tell her a story that Dimini is actually part of an investigation into this. Rather than investigating Dimini for the leak, Police Chief Hoth and her deputy Ryan Hughes then started an investigation into board member Georgianne Morisseau. And this is where Hoth really comes on the radar that she may not be telling the truth. She was telling her board, quote, it would not be appropriate for a police service to investigate any of its members or board members.
So while she was investigating Morisseau.
This is really where the story that is going to be about this trial begins. Because we have these officers and the story that Ryan was telling about the stolen TV. And now we have a board member who have had issues with management that they can't bring to the leadership and have them address it that all have to do with Mike Dimini.
All this seems to be revolving around Mike Dimini.
Well, yes and no. You'll remember our third character, former Thunder Bay Police Service lawyer Holly Walburn. I have to tell you that Holly Walburn and Michael Dimini were a couple at this time.
Wait, how do we know that?
Well, it's in the HRTO, the Human Rights Tribunal filings. It was pretty much an open secret amongst the rank and file inside of the Thunder Bay Police Service. I'll remind you that in the making of the TV series, I did talk to close to 40 police officers, and this came up time and time and time again. And I hate to say it, but it's Thunder Bay. Everyone kind of knew that's what was happening.
Okay, so you just told me Holly Walburn is in a relationship with Dimini, and she's also being charged. What's going on?
Walburn is charged with three charges of obstruction of justice, one charge of obstructing a public officer, and a charge of breach of trust by a public official.
Okay, so do we know what she actually did?
No evidence has yet been submitted in a court, but it looks as though she may have lied to these oversight organizations that were doing these investigations. Again, as the romantic interest of Mike Dimony and the employee of Police Chief Sylvie Hoth.
Okay, so that's the allegation.
And the timelines line up for the stories that we've told you today that lead into this investigation.
This kind of brings you guys back to where you all started. You started out taking a look at the police force in Thunder Bay because of what was going on with unsolved deaths and uninvestigated deaths by the police department of Indigenous people. So how is the Indigenous community reacting to all of this?
Well, as of the time of this recording, we see that NAN, Anishinaabe Aski Nation, which is the political organization that is based out of Thunder Bay, they have called a press conference for today, Monday morning, where they will be calling for the disbandment of the Thunder Bay Police Service.
Guys, this is just crazy. You know, you're coming in here, you're telling me all these things. It's an incredible, incredible story. It just sounds like this police force is falling apart.
Well, and the worst may not be here yet. I'll remind you that the OPP is saying officially that these investigations are ongoing. John, you know, correct me if I'm wrong, but the OPP didn't come here to play around. I mean, when we were filming the TV series, we were told they had 6 weeks. They've been there over 2 years.
They didn't come here for 29 months to arrest three people for lying.
Mm.
That seems really unlikely.
So guys, thank you for coming in today and telling us everything that you're watching unfold in Thunder Bay.
Thanks, Karen.
Thanks, Karen.
That's your Canada Land. I want you to know that submissions are open for something we've never done before, our first ever short form audio contest. If you want to join the industry of audio journalism podcasting, if you ever thought that it's something that you could do, if you already have a podcast, if you're trying to break in, if you're a hobbyist, we want your submissions. And we have crafted this in such a way that it's like fairly easy and fun and straightforward. We're looking for pieces that are 3 minutes long about local stories. And the point for us is to provide an open door, a way for people to get known to us and to everybody else. Everybody who applies for this is going to get listed on our website. So if you're an aspiring audio producer, you're going to have some search engine optimization. Your name is going to be associated with a podcast publisher. And if you win, we're going to publish your work. We're going to pay you some money. If you are a journalist, an audio producer, a filmmaker, an artist, a storyteller, whatever, this is a great opportunity to get your work in front of hundreds of thousands of listeners just like you. Our staff are forming a jury that's going to listen to this stuff. Canada Land people are going to listen to your work. We want to hear the stories you have to tell. So hit the link in the show notes to learn more or visit canadaland.com/audio contest. If you value journalism at all, if you want it to exist, and if you value Canada Land, please support us. We rely on listeners like you to pay for journalism. Thousands of people do, and that's why we are here. If you become a supporter, we will give you premium access to all of our shows ad-free. We'll give you early releases, bonus content. We're making more and more of it. You'll get access to our exclusive newsletter, discounts on our merchandise, invites and tickets to our live and virtual events. More than anything, you will be a part of the solution to Canada's journalism crisis. Come join us now. Click the link in your show notes or go to canadaland.com/join. You can email me at jesse@canadaland.com. I read everything that you send. Our website is canadaland.com. Today's story was reported and presented by Ryan McMahon and John Thompson. Our senior producer is Bruce Thorson. Audio production and editing from Tristan Capicchione. Our production coordinator is Andre Proux. Our editor-in-chief is Karen Pugliese. I'm your host, Jesse Brown. Our theme music is by So-Called Syndications, handled by CFUV 101.9 FM in Victoria. Visit them online at cfuv.ca. You can listen to Canada Land ad-free on Amazon Music, which is included with Prime.